some people don't like bugs. They might imagine they can creep and crawl and scare you when you least expect it. In some ways, that was the case for Cheryl. However, she found an insect to her liking and launched a career. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Cheryl Power says her farming idea began when she heard about a company in Lincoln, Nebraska that was producing a unique type of protein.
They were using cricket protein to make different food products. At first, I was disgusted by it.
But the idea that at first was disgusting began to intrigue her.
The more I looked into it, the more I realized it was a very good protein source. And because it comes from an animal, it's considered a complete protein with essential amino acids and fatty acids.
Cheryl discussed insect farming with her husband for a couple of years before she finally decided to get in the business. For her, growing insect protein did not mean she wanted cricket protein.
I have bad experiences in the past where things jumping on me that scare me. And so crickets, because they can jump on you, and grasshoppers, I steer away from them. The mealworms, they do not jump, they do not fly, they stay put, they cannot crawl out if you put them in a container that's slick on the sides.
The business is Yord Producers, growing live mealworms in rural Nebraska.
We recognize that in the food industry that there's still a cringe factor there. And so when we started growing, we thought, well, how can we get some income right away? So we have started with selling them live to different markets, different customer segments, whether it's your exotic pets, your wild bird lovers, your chickens.
But people, not just pets, are eating mealworm protein, and there's a good reason they would want to do that. I'll have more with Cheryl, the mealworm farmer, next time as we travel the countryside in York, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.